Marijuana is the bomb.
On the Toto Fake Network, Toto Fake Network.
Welcome to episode 11 of BB's Bungalow on the Dope Fiend Network, and well, it's that time of the month again. No, not that time of the month, but each new episode of the Bungalow comes out on the last Thursday of every month. But following on from the success of last month's mushroom trip at Vondel Park special in episode 10, this month we're joined at the Bungalow by some of the intelligent and sexy sisters of the cannabis world in this special Girls' Night In episode of BB's Bungalow. You know, we regularly talk about the challenges involved in hooking up with like-minded individuals out there who appreciate the herb, and it's even harder for us chicks to hook up with other like-minded females, especially given the daily pressures of, you know, juggling kids and family, jobs, school, and of course making time for ourselves and our favourite girlfriend, Mary Jane. Perhaps it's also the fact that many stoner circles are largely boys' clubs. So let's change the stereotype and get the word out there that toker chicks rock too. And I'm happy to say that many of my stoner friends are female tokers, and they're respected and busy in their own lives, yet still find the time to enjoy some good weed. So stay tuned, guys, because this is going to be a huge show. We'll be having not one, not two, but five guests, including Green Goddess and Flick, both fresh from their visits to Dopestock, Joss Stone, who comes to visit for a girls' chat at the Bungalow all the way from the UK, will also be treated to a short visit from the very lovely Mrs. Wink, direct from her usual haunt at the Virtual Vapor Lounge, as well as local cheeky stoner Bucket, who joins us from her usual home at Oz Stoners and Celtic Stone. And, as always, I've also prepared a hand-picked selection of cruisy tunes from some female artists, as well as the usual sprinkling of pot comedy. Now, you know us sisters are doing things for ourselves. We grow, we smoke, we vape, we breed. Well, clones, that is. You'll also notice this month's podcast artwork, which features a sexy Rasta chick and a speech bubble declaring, "No boys allowed." Having said that, though, we do let some boys in, especially if they're useful to us ladies. So I must send special thanks to our very own Pete21, who prepared this month's artwork. And on that note, girls and boys, let's skin up, vape up, and let your hair down as together we meet the lovely ladies of episode 11 on BB's Bungalow on the dopefiend.co.uk podcast network. Everyone, you're chilling at BB's Bungalow, and now you must excuse me, I'm getting over a cold, and I actually, believe it or not, lost my voice for about a week before finishing off this show, and let me tell you, it's not a good thing for a podcaster to lose their voice. But before we get stuck into some messages from the listeners, just wanted to give a shout out to Oz's Smoke Shed podcast. Now, you might remember Oz from the Urban Smoker podcast, which we mentioned on the Bungalow before. This podcast also features the lovely mistress of marijuana, Nico Vicious. But I understand the mistress is currently on a bit of a break, so her resident roller Oz has taken over the weekly podcast with his funny Smoke Shed episodes. Now, they're only about 15 minutes long or so, and come out every week. In fact, episode 1 was a No Tobacco Day special, and episode 2, which was out not long ago now, Oz did a special episode all about BB's Bungalow and the Dope Fiend Network, so make sure you check it out by going to urbansmoker.podomatic.com and look for episode 2. Meet a podcasting podcaster. Oz also recently registered on the Grow Report forum, so make sure you say g'day to him. And after you're done with the bungalow today, grab some buds and a bong and join Oz at the Smoke Shed for episode 2 on urbansmoker.podomatic.com. Now, back to the bungalow, and after a bit of Aretha and Sharon Jones, which was sent in by Zeke to get us in the mood, let's have a look at some messages from you guys. You know, it never ceases to amaze me just how far away from Australia our listeners are. Or maybe it's that I'm so far away from you guys. But I'm fortunate to be able to share a spot here at the bungalow with all of you over the airwaves each month. And first up is an email from Cabin Boy and Friends, which has put a huge smile on my face for this very reason. Cabin Boy writes, "Greetings from Alaska. I just recently discovered the Dope Fiend Network and have been enjoying it so immensely, especially your program, that I feel compelled to write you this email to express my gratitude. As I said, I'm a newcomer to the network, so this past work week, my co-workers and I had a BB's Bungalow marathon of sorts at the shop to get caught up with your program. Every day we would make a pot of coffee, get lit, and play your program first thing in the morning. Really can't imagine a better way to begin the day. It was bittersweet listening to your first 8 or 9 shows in 1 week. It was sweet and uplifting to start my days with great music, comedy, and your lovely voice. But now that we're all caught up, it's sad to have to wait so long in between shows. Oh well, always nice to have something to look forward to. Time flies when you're living, laughing, learning, loving, and vaporizing. Well, VV, thank you sincerely for the program. What a fantastic way to connect like-minded people from around the world. I'm now going to go fill a bag in honour of the Dope Fiend Network. Cheers from AK to AU, friend. We'll be listening. Thanks again, Cabin Boy and Friends." Wow, Cabin Boy, that was an awesome message. Thank you so much for dropping us an email. And I just love that. Time flies indeed when you're living, laughing, learning, loving and vaporizing. I'm sure the listeners will appreciate that one for their day ahead as well. Next message to us comes from Pete, 21, who also is kind enough to have done the podcast artwork, as I'd mentioned earlier, and is always contributing some great tunes to the bungalow as well, always much appreciated. And Pete writes, "Very nice, I really enjoyed this one." He's talking about episode 10 there. "I think you made very nice choices on the music and really enjoyed hearing how you placed the songs, especially My White Bicycle and Ichiku Park. Very apropos." "The trip reports were fantastic. There's so much vivid detail about tripping that I forget about as time passes. I listen to these with great intensity and interest and nodding and pleasure and agreement. Yes, I felt that way. I can imagine that's how it would go." Too bad about the drunk. "Anyway, great show. And thanks, Pete. Although thanks for the music selection as well." The next message is from Happy Days 777, who says, "Hey BB, this morning I popped my BB cherry." Oh, I've never heard that said before. What a fantastic start to the day. BB, inappropriate as this may sound, and don't let your OHC, but I have fallen seriously in love. Can someone have a gorgeous voice? Can you marry a voice? Can I marry your voice? Okay, now I've embarrassed myself. Can I just say you have a convert? Thanks, BB. Frickin' great work." Thanks, Happy Days, and I hope you're enjoying catching up on the previous bungalow episodes. I have no idea whether you can marry my voice, but I'll check with Joss Stone later when she's on the show. She might know a way, who knows. Now, the next couple of messages come from some new members at the growreport.com forums who I'd like to welcome to the Dope Fiend community. Firstly, Severus says, "Love it to bits. As promised, I dropped into the bungalow and it more than lived up to my expectations. I began with episode 9, which was great and had me laughing my head off. What a great string of musical treasures. A real treat for which I thank you. This was followed by episode 8, which I also enjoyed, though not as much as number 9. A few days later, at the back door of a 5-gram cubensis session, I listened to episode 10. Again, wow. What a delightful collection of amazing psychedelic gems. The track that really hit me was the Jefferson Airplane thing. Talk about psychedelic. An absolute masterpiece, but there you have it. I've always been a sucker for Grace Slick. I'll be following BB's Bungalow like a fanatic now, and whilst awaiting number 11, oh, lucky me, I've got 1 to 7 to catch up on. Great shows. Hello, everybody, and ciao for now, Severus. Thanks, Severus. And I've actually made a note to queue up episode 10 for my next mushroom trip too. Some Jefferson Airplane will definitely go down nicely there. Also, new chicky stoner Shells Bells also said, "This was a great one, but I just had to pile on to the admiration towards Star's trip report. It was just a well-written, right there alongside kind of account that was too much fun to listen to. So keep it up and all that." Absolutely right, Shells Bells. And Star, you really are a star. The Bungalows receive so much praise for your trip report on episode 10. So I definitely encourage the listeners out there to also send in their trip reports. You can email them directly to me, blackbeauty@dopefiend.co.uk. Or alternatively, you can leave a voicemail for free on Skype. Just find me there, blackbeauty1977. Now, some of this praise that Stars received includes the following two messages from Queer Ninja and the Dope Fiend. Queer Ninja wrote, "Star, your trip report was fan-fucking-tastic, man. Thanks so much for that, dude. I heard it on a train and almost missed my bloody stop because I was tuned right into you. Sterling stuff." And the Dope Fiend also said, "What an astounding episode. Great work, everyone involved, but that whole Star segment with all the music woven in was an absolute beauty. Had me aching for the big chill session." So you heard it right from Queer Ninja's mouth. Fan-fucking-tastic, man. Star, maybe we'll have to have you back as a guest host on a future Bungalow. In fact, I believe you're heading up to join the others for the big chill, so hopefully we can work something out, man. We're fortunate to also receive the following message from fellow podcaster Lorenzo over at the Psychedelic Salon. And if you haven't tuned into the Psychedelic Salon podcast yet, point your browser to matrixmasters.com and prepare to have your mind turned inside out, is all I can say. So in our final message here, Lorenzo writes, "BB, what can I say? Number 10 is one of the best podcasts I've ever heard. I know how much work goes into a program like that, and I also know how much skill it takes to script and edit the show as you did. If I was teaching a class in podcasting, this would be the one I would use as the best example around, including all of my own. Your number 10 is the best. You rock, BB, and the best to your other half too." Thank you, Lorenzo. And it's such a great compliment to hear this from you. Your podcast itself contributes so much to my world and the worlds of others, so thank you again. I've said it before as well, but wow, guys and girls, thank you so much for the glowing feedback. Look, it was my absolute pleasure to produce episode 10 to share it with you all. I've even burned it to a CD and given it to friends who are thinking of trying mushrooms for the first time. Now, in fact, you can also do the same. So if you've got some friends that you think may enjoy the Bungalow, how about burning some episodes from the Dope Fiend Network to a CD and handing them around? Now, if you'd like to send in an email to the Bungalow, please do send them to blackbeauty@dopefiend.co.uk. You can also find me on the growreport.com forums in the BB's Bungalow section. Or as I said earlier, you can contact me on Skype, either in the Virtual Vapor Lounge or at blackbeauty1977. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this month's episode is jam-packed full, so it's a lot longer than usual, but coming up shortly and headlining our guest list this month, we'll be joined by the lovely Joss Stoned at BB's Bungalow on the dopefiend.co.uk network.
Cregan, could we bring the lights down a bit? We're going to do one of our slow jams.
Tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room,
in the whole wide room.
And when you're on the street, depending on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. Good-looking girls on the street,
depending on the street.
And when I saw you at my mate's place, I thought, what is she doing at my mate's place? How did Dave get a hottie like that to a party like this?
Good one, Dave. Ooh, you're a legend, Dave.
I asked Dave if he's gonna make a move on you. He's not sure. I said, Dave, do you mind if I do? He says he doesn't mind, but I can tell he kinda minds. But I'm gonna do it anyway. I see you standing all alone by the stereo. I dim the lights down to very low. Here we go. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a waitress. You could be an air hostess in the 60s. You're so beautiful. Well, you could be a part-time model. And then I seal the deal. I do my move, I dance the robots. Just me and you, and seven other dudes around you on the dance floor. I draw you near, let's get out of here. Let's get in a cab, I'll buy you a kebab. And I can't believe that I'm sharing a kebab with the most beautiful girl I have ever seen with a kebab. Well, why don't we leave? Let's go to your house and we can feel each other up on your couch. Oh no, I don't mind taking this slow. No, yeah. You're so beautiful. You're so beautiful.
You're like one of those girls I've definitely been chatting to in the chat room.
You're so beautiful.
Wild Slut Angel 22 at Yahoo.
You're so beautiful,
like a tree.
Ooh.
Or a nice ceramics or something. Or like a high class prostitute.
A high class prostitute.
A high class, high class. So beautiful.
Well, you could be a part-time model.
Well, you'd probably still have to keep your normal job.
Part-time model.
But I could see you in an auto show dancing on a car.
Part-time model.
Ooh, you're spending part of your time modeling and part of your time next to me.
And I suppose the rest of your time doing a normal job.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to BB's Bungalow. And we've got a special guest here come to visit me while I've been recovering from my knee surgery that you heard about last show. And this is Joss Stone. Joss Stone, welcome to the bungalow.
Thank you. I'm very pleased to be here. Yay. It's been fun looking after you.
Passing me ice packs and rolling joints together.
Yeah,
and
heating up soup and, yep, you know, but yep. I'm like Mother Teresa.
Getting medicated as well, you know. I need some painkillers while I'm recovering, so.
And not the chemical kind.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And so, Justine, you come here to Melbourne via the UK.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And so, how long are you here for?
Well, indefinitely, really.
Yay!
Yeah, yeah.
How excited are we at the Bungalow?
I'm glad you think that's good. But potentially, sort of just for 4 years, really, visa-wise. But we'll see how it goes. Yeah, I'll just take it as it comes, really.
Oh, nice. Very exciting. Excellent. That's cool. Well, we're going to look forward to having you around here a bit more often. And, I mean, how long have you been in Melbourne so far?
It's coming up to about 2 months now.
Right.
I can't believe it's actually been that long, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2 months. So.
And so how have you found Melbourne so far?
Yeah.
Have you been to Australia before?
I visited Melbourne over Christmas, just gone for like 3 weeks.
Yep.
So I got a bit of a taste of it then and really liked it. And was so glad that when I got back, it's still as good as I remember it. Because, you know, kind of when you're on holiday mode, sometimes you think, oh, well, maybe it's not as good as I remember. But, but no.
Especially because, I mean, you came over Christmas, which is like the middle of summer. It's 40 degrees.
Really
and now you've come back and it's winter right now. Although we're outside and can you compare an Australian winter day to a UK winter day?
All I can say is the Aussies really don't know what cold is, because like, I see people now like in, you know, big coats and scarves and hats and gloves, and it's kind of,
and they're shivering
probably like a,
and
you know,
under a heater,
average kind of like spring, you know, autumn day in the UK. So
my goodness,
because am I right in thinking, I've been told that it's kind of a big deal here if a temperature drops below zero?
I don't think it ever kind of has for a while. My
really?
Jaws dropped to the ground there, listeners, when she said zero. I think I thought she might have said something like, oh, you'd be surprised if it dropped below, say, 5 degrees Celsius. But I don't think it has.
I mean,
for a while anyway.
In the winter.
Maybe up in the mountains here in Victoria.
We've
got the snowfields
there,
and everything. So there are different places. I mean, but up north at the moment, if you go up north where Tirikita Toka is, the sun always shines up there, even in the middle of winter. You can still get a suntan.
But it's the same
up there
here. It's so sunny here.
It's still bloody cold. There goes the whinging Aussie again.
Yeah, is it supposed to be whinging pop?
Yeah, exactly.
The wrong way round.
Come down under and see who the real whingers are. But so, I mean, speaking of that, what other differences have you noticed in like the culture? Is there any kind of really quirky things that have really struck you?
There's quite a few quirky things. Although one of the good things about Melbourne is it's very kind of European mixed with kind of American influences, so I don't feel like there's been a culture shock, like as if you've gone, you know, somewhere far out. So that's good in terms of settling. But obviously there's like, I found that the place names, like the town names, they're either like British sounding names, like there's a place called Brighton, there's a Hampton, you know, loads of like English sort of names. Or it's like Wannadoo, or you know, Kangaroosville, or like real sort of like random.
There are some pretty good ones,
like
some really long ones. Wannable and
even like
Dandenong, Dandenong, Narre Warren,
yeah, places like that.
But so apart from the differences you've noticed in like these kind of quirky things with names and, and weather, have you had much chance to try any of the local herb at all?
Well, recently I have, yes. It's been a little bit dry, as you know, in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's been a bit
last
of a
few weeks
here, but in Melbourne, actually.
Seems to be coming through the other side, at least for the moment. It kind of comes and goes, I should think. But yes, I have had a little bit, and I've been very impressed, I must say. Everyone else kind of raves, obviously, about the Aussie weed, and I've been very impressed. It's been really strong, obviously nice hydro that we tend to be getting.
That's right. And I mean, one of the buds that we have at the moment at the bungalow is called the White Heaven, which is actually a local strain. Big shout outs to everyone at Ostoners and and also Celtic Stone as well. So hopefully we'll be chatting to those guys very soon. And also Bucket, who's also from Ostoners. So hopefully we'll have Bucket on the show, on this show as well. So so we've got this White Heaven, which is actually an indica, and I don't have the strain notes on me, but it is an indica. And it's quite strong. I had a joint up the other night and just passed out.
But I haven't tried it in a joint yet. I've only tried it in the vape so far.
And so what did you think about that in the vape?
Very good. I got a real strong sense of mint. I don't know if, like we were talking about earlier, whether that's just my sort of like getting used to the vape and that kind of flavour. But no, it was really, really quite good. We were liking it a lot.
In the White Heaven, I almost tasted some orange or fruity, maybe not lemon, but I've got a joint here of it at the moment, so why don't we light that White Heaven up and we'll do a bit of a taste test comparison. So we've got the White Heaven, which is from Australia, and what are we going to compare that to, Joss Stone? Can you tell us a little bit about what you've got there?
I have here some Pot of Gold is the strain. And so we're going to have a bit of a taste test comparison.
That's it. And you've been recently practicing your rolling skills, and I must say,
it's pretty damn good.
Yeah. Mine looks much worse for wear than yours, and I've been rolling for probably a year longer than you. But look at it, it's crap. But it's back rolled though.
See, the problem is I'm normally cheap.
Yeah. SEB sent me some links about how to back roll. I haven't rolled any other way since. Thank you, SEB. For those listeners who don't know what the back roll, it's also, some people say it's the inside out roll. It's where you turn the tobacco paper over when you're rolling. So instead of the gum being at the top facing you, it's at the bottom facing away from you. So that when you roll it normally and roll the bottom up and tuck it in, you're actually then going to lick the other paper, like lick the gum through the other piece of paper, so that way you actually have only enough paper to take you around the joint one revolution, whereas usually when you roll a joint you roll the paper all the way to the end and lick it and stick it down. And now ever since I've been back rolling, it's like, oh my god, how did I used to smoke so much paper beforehand.
Seriously, she does, she like takes all this strip of paper and look, I used to be smoking that.
And in fact, like when I followed the YouTube clip that taught me how to do it that SEB sent, the people on there are actually a bit more advanced at it than me. And so they burn the excess paper off. And I think you actually need to be a bit experienced to do that. And have some kind
pros
of...
only.
Yeah. Whereas, of course, the first time BB does the back roll, she takes to it with a lighter to take that excess off, and she ends up burning a hole through her joint.
Which wasn't quite the plan, but, you know, it still looked pretty good, though, despite the holes.
So I had to roll it all again. So what are you thinking now about the Pot of Gold that you got? Do you want to...
Yeah, let's do it.
How does that taste at the moment? And I'll hand you over the White Heaven.
It's really quite fruity, actually.
Really quite fruity, yeah.
I think it is. I can't remember if it's indica. I think it's
main... It was an indica, but didn't we say it had... It was a bit of a mix, but more heavily indica of a strain. So do you want to now try this one, which is the... White Heaven as well.
I must admit, I do love white strains. I've had like white, obviously white Russian, white Widow, so it'd be good to give this a go.
What do you think of that?
That's nice.
There's like a mini...
Quite fresh.
BB's Bungalow's coffee shop right here.
Yeah, it is, man. We've got the candles going.
Hey,
chilled out.
This is not a bad roll at all, Joss Stone. I was thinking the joint you rolled, it's flowing nicely. It's got nice airflow.
See, that's the difference.
10, 10, 10, 10, holding the cards above my head.
But you see, we have different filters because I use cardboard roach and
I use the cigarette filter, Dope Fiend and the Toker got me onto. I use the Ultra Slim filters, and you kind of see how much stuff that they catch.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's like,
scary,
whoa, I don't
actually
need tar in my lungs, which is why I have a volcano. But
Which is why I hope to get a volcano soon. Can't wait. You can actually taste the flavour of the wheat so much better through vaping.
That's right.
And believe how much you can taste
it. If you're a real connoisseur, you can get different volcano bags, because what happens is each time you have a bag of the herb, it coats the inside of the bag with some of it. Like it leaves a little bit of residue, I suppose. Yeah. And that residue will taint the taste of the vapor. So as they recommend you change the bags every, 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how much you use it. But, I change mine every 6 weeks, sometimes every 8 weeks, but it's long overdue by then. And when you look at the inside of the bag, it's all sticky and it has a real smell. And when you have a new bag and it's all clear, you notice the taste is clean. It's just the weed that you're vaping. You don't have any tainted flavours coming into the smoke.
So does it taste like a mix of lots of different weed that you've smoked in that then?
Or maybe
just
I was that way, educated in, like, I had the whole connoisseur type smoking that Dope Fiend does, he's able to kind of, I don't know how, magically work out what notes and fragrances
are
in there.
Yeah, we were saying this, that he describes it so well, and then we try and we're like, yeah, it's good, man. You know?
Yeah, it's just good shit, man.
Yeah.
Because we were reading some links that described the pot of gold, and it described it, and that's what I'm smoking at the moment, described it as a lemon chamomile flavour, and we're smoking it going, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I can taste the lemon. That's cool.
We'd never have known it unless you said it. I suppose it's like when you're young and the people around you are doing wine tasting. I'm like, we like wine now. We know what the difference is between berry flavours and light tannins on the tongue. But back when you're a kid and you taste wine, you were saying it's
just like vinegar. That's it. Exactly. That's what it tastes like.
Now, this pot of gold that I'm smoking, this is bringing me right back to Amsterdam right here. This is a really nice smoke, and
it's kind of more skunky, more musky, that one, I think.
I think so. And I found a little forum post on this on another forum, and they had a photo of the pot of gold growing at the Cannabis College downstairs. So our good friends at the Cannabis College there, they have a garden there that you can go and check out, you know, how to grow the plants. They'll give you information on hemp and weed and vaporizers, and it's a cool chill out spot that you can sit there and bring your own weed and smoke, and, you know, bring your own drinks and food in. And, you know, when the coffee shop vibe is a bit too much for you and you need some fresh air and things like that, it's a great place to go. And Lorna and the team there are fantastic. So but downstairs they've got a pot of gold plant, and apparently the guy posted that they have to put big cones of paper underneath the buds, because the pot of gold buds drop off so much resin. They're so resinous, they drop off resin, and they collect it in these little kind of cones.
Fantastic.
And he had a photo of it, and it had all the resin that had just, you know, been dropping away into this cone. So
excellent.
That's why they call it the pot of gold.
Wow.
So it is known as one of the more resinous, sticky buds, and it's a bit of a favourite for making hash with as well.
Excellent.
So that's the pot of gold.
You seem to be
here.
Enjoying it there. And the white heaven is going down a treat as well.
Is it?
Yes. Can definitely feel the indica of this one more though. More of a headstone, I think.
It is. Mm. It's all going to melt into one.
It's all going to hit me.
It's all going to melt into one. So,
it's all good.
Now that you're taste testing these different, like an Aussie strain versus an OS strain that you might usually get back in the UK, do you think the other people that are probably going to be listening to this interview are also a lot of your forum community over at another...
Stoner forum.
That's it. Another stoner forum. And but I can't tell you the name of the forum, because that's part of why they're around. They can't be named. But just you're actually a mod over there as well.
I am. Yes.
How do you find forum life now that you're kind of in a completely different time zone? Because everyone else is from the UK. Who's on that forum?
Most of them are. We've got a few sort of in other places like States and stuff. But it's mainly kind of UK and Ireland people. But it hasn't been as different as I thought it might be, actually.
Yeah.
I still managed to catch a few people online kind of at the beginning and start of the day and stuff. But I think everyone's got, you know, decent stashes at the moment, because it's pretty quiet.
That's cool.
That's
good. Well, you're going to have to post now on that forum and tell them about this taste test that you've
absolutely
done.
Yeah,
they can even listen to it on the show.
Definitely. They've been asking me how the weed is and all, so so I'm glad to be able to finally tell them.
Fantastic. And was there any messages for these guys that you might want to, you know, leave them a quick shout out or something at the forums?
Maybe, yeah, just want to say hi to everyone at the forum. Obviously I can't name you, but you know who you are, and I hope the voice isn't too much of a disappointment.
Compared
to BB's, anyway.
Please.
We all know they love her voice.
I think I've only just got the one fan.
I mean, happy.
I can actually say who that fan is, because this particular fan is on the greyreport.com forums. Happy Days.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Happy Days.
Bless him.
Legend.
I think he's got it spot on. He's definitely fallen for the Aussie accent, so I reckon we might get him out to Australia before too long. You never know.
And if there's any lawyers out there, maybe, who specialise in matrimonial law, I think Happy Days' question was, can I marry BB's voice? So if anyone can answer that question, right on into us, blackbeauty@dopefiend.co.uk, and let us know, because maybe we can put Happy Days' requests, you know.
And he inquired with me as to whether I could bump off your other half, because your son is so nice. I was like, actually, no, he's really lovely.
OH.
So no, I can't.
So
sorry.
She is
taken, people. But hi to Happy, Gaz, and Toka especially, and the rest of you guys. I hope you're okay back in the UK there.
Well, Justine, thank you very much for coming to visit us at the bungalow. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm sure as long as you're going to be kind of, you know, haunting the streets of Melbourne
indeed
for a bit, that I'm sure we'll have you back at the bungalow soon.
Hopefully so, yes. And you look after yourself and your knees.
Oh, yes, I know. I think we'll go and have to have a few more bags, I think.
Some ice packs.
That's it. I think some ice packs, been around all day shopping. So
yeah. All the right. Sales are on. We can't help it. We're female. Absolutely. That's what we do.
And a financial year. All right. Thanks again, Justine. And we're going to go and listen to some music now sent in by Marmalade Kid. And the track is She Sells by Wookie Foot.
I just wanted to say hello and thank you so much for inviting me to the Girls Clubhouse. And for those of you that don't know who I am, this is Green Goddess 11 from the, sort of from the forums, but more from the virtual Vapor Lounge chat. That's where I seem to find myself most of the time. And Phoebe's asked me a little bit about my name and where it came from. And I guess I picked the name because to me, that's what the spirit of the plant is. You know, if you can picture the spirit of the plant, it would definitely be a beautiful green lady who is a teacher, an excellent friend, and really knows how to live. She smells good, she looks good, and, you know, just kind of a yummy green goddess all around. So that's where the name comes from. And then the number 11 is my favorite number. So that's the history of it. And you want to know a little bit about how I got here in Poland. Some of you who know me know that I'm an American living in Poland now. I've been here for a few years. Much to my surprise, that was not the plan. I came here originally to do a master's in education and was going to go home after that. But after I finished the program, I got a job offer and decided to stick around and just see the country. And before I knew it, Mr. Gigi had come along. And so suddenly I had roots. And, you know, for the time being, this is a good place. It's a beautiful country. The place where I live is kind of an industrial drab city, but if you can get out of here and get out of the city about half an hour, you are in some beautiful country. So that's what I'm doing now, just really enjoying it and enjoying the central location in Europe to travel around, because if I were trying to get over here from America and see anything, there are so many things that I wouldn't have been able to see at all. So it's been a great opportunity. However, the stoner culture here for me has definitely not materialized, and I don't seem to be making the connections that I am used to having in the States. So, you know, I would say the smoking scene here is definitely not open like you might be used to in the States, especially if you have spent any time in the West Coast like I did and got completely spoiled there. And I do have this feeling, though, that there are these little small-scale growers and people like me out there, the lone stoners. So, by the way, if you are in Poland, you know, please give me a shout. And don't be shy about your English, because I speak Polish, so can't use that as an excuse. Anyway, so I'm here without so many smoking buddies right now, and it's really always been something that I've loved. I really love the social aspect of smoking. Obviously, I like to smoke alone, too, because I do it quite a bit, but, you know, there is just something nice about being able to chill out with your friends and have a smoke. And as much as I complain about that, sometimes I, you know, got to thinking about it, and I doubt that I would actually be here in the community. I don't think I'd have found the Grow Report, and I don't think I would have found the community at all if I didn't have that void of a stoner community around me. So in a way, it's been just great luck for me, because I've ended up meeting some exceptional people and really good friends. I mean, that's what blew me away the most, is you just don't realize the kind of friendships you develop here. And if I had, I think I'd have a tough time, and I think a lot of you out there too would have a tough time finding as many, you know, just seriously cool and great people that we've got in our community. Really lucky in that respect. And, you know, so even though I sometimes, you know, complain about my dry periods like I'm having right now, just due to not being all hooked into the community, I think, you know, you can definitely get what you need to with a little bit of resourcefulness. So right now, Phoebe asked me what I'm smoking right now, and unfortunately I'm taking kind of an enforced break. But I'll embrace it and say that I'm airing out my brain and getting my tolerance down, which is economically advantageous. You want to look at it that way. Waiting patiently right now for some 00 diesel. It should be coming anytime soon. I see some Himalayan gold in my future, and a nice smelling mystery indica strain sometime in September. So it's all looking good on the horizon there in that department. And as far as favorite smokes go, I'm definitely a sativa girl all the way. I mean, I wouldn't sneeze in an indica. I wouldn't sneeze in anything right now. Definitely, you know, it has its place, but I really love a good sativa buzz, a little coffee, have a workout, get to work on some projects, you know, go, go, go. It's almost like a different drug altogether, really. But so that's definitely my favorite smoke. And definitely, you know, you know, if you're enterprising and figure out a way to get it, the resourceful stoner stick, stoner chick, always has a way to, you know, get what you need to get. So I've got a few stories. You know, I started smoking when I was 15, so I had to go back in the archives a little bit and There are so many, but I thought I would just mention a few things that have happened to me since I've been living here, because there are a couple of funny ones. The latest one was just recently, since I am kind of a on the sly smoker. Mr. GG will smoke, but for him it's definitely more of a party thing, like an occasional thing, so he doesn't approve entirely of the frequent smoking, so a lot of my smoking is done on the sly, and I have secret locations all over the place. And some of them are outside, some of them are inside. So anyway, I had this really great one heater. It was a glass one that was made to look like a cigarette, and it had the little filter kind of painted on, and it's really great. It's just a quick one when you're out walking around. And so anyway, I got the dugout all loaded and had my weed already in the hitter, and I was going outside, locking up the door. And I don't know how this happened. Even it was in my pocket, and I was fussing around for a key or something like that. And anyway, so it drops on the floor and shatters because it's glass. And at that moment, of course, the elderly lady across the hall opens the door, comes out, sees something, and being the fastidious Polish lady that she is, she was on the ground trying to help me clean it up, you know, immediately. And I'm going, no, it's okay, I got it, thank you. And you know, realized it was, she looked shocked and just sort of went on her way. But yeah, that was a close call. I don't know if she would have caught on to what it was, but yeah, definitely almost blew my stoner cover. And the other horrifying experience I had was I had a few little plants, young ones, and brought them inside because it was kind of windy and cold. And they were just in the front room. And I had forgotten, or somehow the signals had gotten crossed, and Mr. GG had invited an insurance lady salesman to come over. So suddenly, the doorbell rings, and before I know it, there's an insurance saleswoman in my front room, sitting there, and all I can think of is the plants there, thinking, what should I do with my heart in my throat, and I don't know. It went on for an eternity. I was signing stuff right and left. I don't know what the hell I signed just to get her out of there. But anyway, nothing came of it. But definitely now, in retrospect, kind of a funny story. So those are the recent ones out of the vault. And anyway, I just also wanted to say hi to some of the other stoner chicks, because, you know, there aren't so many of us, but I think definitely what we lack in quantity here, we make up for in quality. There are just some really great ladies on here, and I just had a birthday recently. Some of you got to have a little smoke out session with me in the VBL, and Mrs. Wink also had a birthday, and so I wanted to say happy birthday, Mrs. Wink. Wszystkiego najlepszego, new urodziny. I know Mrs. Wink has some roots in Poland, so she's always up for learning some new words and some stoner jargon and stuff like that. And I understand she'll be on too, which will be really great. And Flick also, just wanted to say hi to Flick, because she's just a sweet girl, so nice. I got to meet her at Dope Stock, and crazy talented artist. I mean, this girl is amazing, really, just some beautiful artwork. And so if you haven't seen it yet, she's got some stuff on the forum, and you know, definitely check it out. She's incredible. Also noticed a few new stoner chicks have been around in the Vapor Lounge recently. I got to talk to Shell Bells and Christine, and they both seem very cool. And so I'm looking forward to chatting with both of you more. Love the Hermit Girl sections that you have on here sometimes. Like, I know you said something, I wrote in something in the BBL about her Salvia segment, because seriously, it had me cracking up. I almost spit my drink out when I was listening to it. From the forums, I definitely love Victoria Pandora's posts. They are really just posts that add a lot to the forum, and she seems like a super sharp lady, so definitely she's another great stoner chick to have around. I got to meet Vape Vixen or Vapor Vixen, I can't remember the name right now. I met you at Dope Stock and was definitely talking gibberish by that point, so maybe we'll get to chat sometime later. And anybody else lurking, don't be shy. We need you here. We need your energy, and we welcome you. So definitely get on, introduce yourself, and just start talking. It's a great community. And of course, last but not least, there's the lady herself, BB, and I really just want to thank you for what you do. You really put on a great show, and you're a great person with amazing energy. You seem to have the energy of five people. Honestly, when I hear about the stuff you do, you know, even laid up with knees lately, you know, after surgery, you know, you're still conducting orchestras and stuff. I had no idea. But, you know, it just makes my head spin. I need to kind of sit down and pan myself or something. But, you know, your shows are getting really tight. And I have to say, somehow it seems to have turned a corner, especially after Dope Stock. And there have just been some really great things on your show. And just good stuff. Keep it coming. And just want to say it's an honor and a treat to be a guest here at the Bungalow. And big love to all you stoner chicks. And stoner guys, too. We love our stoner guys. And really, just a pleasure to know all of you. Pleasure to be here and talk soon. All right. Bye-bye now.
And I'm getting tired of your shit. You don't ever buy me nothing. See, every time you come around, you got to bring in Jim, James, Paul, and Tyrone. See, why can't we be by ourselves sometimes? I've been having this on my mind for a long time, and I just want this to be you and me, like it used to be. So baby, you don't know how to act, and as a matter of fact, I think you better call up Tyrone and call him. You better call up Tyrone. No, 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 no. And tell him I said, come on. Now, every time we go somewhere, I've got to reach deep down in my purse to pay your way and your homeboy's way, and sometimes your cousin's way, and you don't ever have to pay. No, you don't have no car. Hang around in bars, trying to hang around with stars. Like Batu, I'm gonna tell you the truth. You better call up Tyrone and call him. Oh, and tell him, come on up. You better call him up. You better call up Tyrone. But you can't use my phone. So take my heels, don't pay my bills. I'm here to let you know that why I feel is real. Oh, no, 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 no. Sing it wrong or right, you need to tell your boys to find another place to watch that goddamn fight. Yeah, 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 yeah. So I light my cone, don't sing this song. I don't give a shit if you can't get it along. You need to get your shit along. So get up on your knees and dance, boy, 'cause I'm gonna sing it to the preacher man, boy. I think that you better. You can't use my phone.
is SEB in Amsterdam, giving a big shout out to BB and BB's Bungalow on the Dopecast and the Dope Beat Network.
Hey BB, this is Flick. I got your email with the questions for this month's BB's Bungalow Stoner Chick special, and I'm happy to be a part of it. So you sent me a load of questions, and the first thing you want to do is for me to introduce myself. I'm a UK podcast listener and a Dope Stock 2008 survivor. It was my boyfriend JK who actually got me involved with Dope Stock. He was already part of the community, and he convinced me to go along with him, and hey, any excuse to go to Amsterdam and get stoned. So I went along and had such a great time, and I met some really great people. So since then I've become even more involved, and I've been on the forums and on the VVL and everything, and yeah, I guess that leads me nicely onto your first question, which is, what did I think of Dope Stock 2008? Well, it was awesome. I had such a great time. I was really nervous at first, like the thought of meeting all these new people that, you know, I'd never met or even spoken to before. I'd only listened to some of the podcasts, but I mean, those nerves quickly went, totally exceeded my expectations. Everyone was so chilled out and cool and open-minded, and the whole thing just clicked into place, and I got on with everyone. And yeah, as soon as I got back home, I just wanted it all to continue. I was so inspired and chatting to people about experiences, ideas and weed. So yeah, got straight onto the internet. Your next question you got for me is, what was my best moment or thing about Dope Stock 2008? That's a really hard question, because like I said, it's just such a good experience, the whole thing. I can't really pick out anything specific, I don't think. And like all Amsterdam trips, it's a bit of a fuzzy blur too. But yeah, I think like a lot of other people, the whole experience was great, and then it culminated with that moment in Vondelpark, which was just the pinnacle of it all. It was awesome, an awesome day. Okay, question. What's next from the UK Massive? Well, BB, quite a lot's going on actually. We've got the Big Chill Festival coming up first weekend of August, and I'm literally counting down the days for that. I can't wait. After that, we've got Notting Hill Carnival in London at the end of August. And there's the Hemp Expo in November, which we're thinking of tagging along with a Amsterdam trip for SEB's birthday. So that should be an extensive meetup, and hopefully Lars is going to be coming over for that. So yeah, it should be a good laugh. But yeah, just to mention as well, like these, since 420, these virtual friendships have become proper friendships in a way. We've got meetups happening all over the place independently, and SEB and Star came up to visit me and JK here in Leeds, and SEB brought up our mascot, Little Z. So Little Z saw Yorkshire, we took him out to the woods, we got high and had a good time. So yeah, it's busy and blighty. Your next question that you've asked me is about my sketch from Vondelpark, which I posted up on the forums. I think that shows just how Vondelpark was for me that day. I just needed to capture it. It was great. I was just sitting there next to you and Double Doc, and Star was there, Lefty, Son of Gonzo, and you're all just taking your shrooms, and I was getting all these shroom vibes off of you guys. And as you were talking about what you were seeing, I just wanted to be sketching it and just trying to produce some sort of like record of the day and the experience everyone was having. I was really jealous because I couldn't do any shrooms because I was flying back home in a couple of hours, but just wanted to be with you there. So, yeah, it also says a lot because, like, I'm quite a private and shy person about my art. It's, like, you know, a really personal thing for me. So the fact that I was that relaxed that I could just happily draw there speaks for itself. Well, then you ask me, have I got anything more to say on my sketching and artwork? Well, there's nothing I like more than having a toque and drawing and painting. It's like my favourite thing. So I do it when I can. I drew a picture of Little Z when he came up here and I posted that on the forum. And it's a part-time thing, really. I earn a bit of cash from it occasionally, but mostly do it for me. But yeah, since Dope Stock, I've been totally inspired and just been sketching like mad. I'm trying to do some prints and drawings of Leeds at the moment. And yeah, the ball's rolling and hopefully I'll be getting my own website soon. So watch this space. What am I smoking right now? Well, I'm quite lucky at the moment, BB, because got access to a few nice strains, me and JK, so what I'm smoking now is this Juicy Fruit cross with Early Girl, and it's just become my new favourite weed, believe it or not. It's as soon as we got it, we just put it straight into the vaporizer, and we got like a really nice pineapple fruity taste from the vape, and it's a indica sativa mix, so I got a really nice body stoned, but it was heady too, so yeah, I'm hoping, I'm feeling pretty comfortable at the moment, so it's doing the job. What are my other favourites? Well, I like the Early Pearl, which they used to sell at Bazjo, which is a coffee shop in Amsterdam. I don't think they sell it anymore, which is a shame. It was a really nice creative high. It was a sativa, it was good. Yeah, I like tasty sativas, like the chocolate. The chocolate's nice too. And for hash, I definitely like the Nepalese Temple Ball. When you just smoke that, it's like the scent and the high you get off it. You're just like in the Himalayas. It's mental. Do I know any other stoner chicks? Well, I'm sorry to say, BB, not really, I don't. I've got a few girlmates who will occasionally toke with me, but no proper stoner chicks. So not until I went to Dope Stock, that is, and met, you know, yourself and Green Goddess and all the other Dope Stock female attendees. And so, yeah, that was a good experience for me. Next question you ask me is, what's it like being an active stoner? Well, yeah, the paradoxical active stoner. Well, I'm an archaeologist, so my job itself is quite active. I spend a lot of time digging and shoveling stuff, so I play netball, and I run a lot as well. I'm training for a half marathon at the moment, so yeah, I'm pretty active, but it's really hard to obviously smoke and be active. I'm really trying to separate my weed and nicotine habit at the moment, quit fags and only vaporize, but I'm finding it so difficult. I've promised Jay that I'll quit tobacco after a big chill, so yeah, that'll definitely help my lungs out when I'm running, that's for sure. What are my most memorable stoner moments? That's a really hard one. I love smoking outside, so sitting on top of Hey Tor on Dartmoor, smoking a joint on my own one time, just taking in the landscape, was really good fun. And another memorable moment was the first time I ever got stoned. I was 16 and I just remember shoveling a couple of grams of cheap hash into a sausage roll at a mate's birthday party and then went clubbing in Liverpool. It was horrible. The hash stuck to the top of my teeth, and I just tasted disgusting, and I ended up having a whitey in the middle of Liverpool's Matthew Street, and yeah, it was pretty crazy. My funniest stoner moment has to be when Jay and me were in Amsterdam, and we decided to go to a comedy show called Boom Chicago, which is like improvised comedy in Leidsplein. And we've been out doing all the coffee shops like that day, and we thought we'd finish off in Amnesia before we went to the comedy show. And it was, we got into Amnesia and we got persuaded by the bud tender there to try this honeybee, which is like a pure sativa. And we thought, yeah, we want a sativa because we want to get the giggles in there, it'll be good. And but I think it's fair to say this stuff, this was like a pretty strong batch. It killed us. we started walking to Leidsplein and it just kicked in, and by the time we got to the outside the show, we just needed to take a few minutes to like compose ourselves before we went into the theatre. And when we eventually did go in, we were met by this usher, and she said to us, "Oh, you know, where do you want to sit?" And we both worked in comedy clubs before, me and Jay, so we were like, there's no way we're going at the front. The last thing we, you know, want is any banter with the comedian. We're just too battered. And anyway, she reassured us that there was going to be no audience participation, and like just convinced us, I don't know how, probably in our state, we were just so easily led. We just followed her to these seats near the front, and at the table we were just stuck, like spacing out into our own little worlds, and the conversation was minimal, but we were occasionally looking at each other and saying, "Oh, I'm totally wasted," or just giggling at some nonsense that one of us has just said. And anyway, the show began, and we were like, come on, we'll get into it in a minute. And it went on, and eventually, like, but just suddenly out of the blue, this projected screen came down on the stage. And on it was this recorded image of me and Jay in our seats. And our mouths just dropped. We were like, what the hell is going on? And suddenly these spotlights are on us and there's a mic in our faces. And these actors are down, like, at our table. And, like, we're being forced to talk to them and introduce ourselves in front of the whole audience and everyone. And we're just totally smashed. And one of the actors then announces that they've recorded this really interesting conversation of ours before the show, and they're going to play it. And at this point, me and Jay are just freaking out. We're like, oh my God, what have they recorded? And luckily, the footage began, and it was just the actors on stage doing voiceovers, pretending to be us. And everyone in the audience was pointing and laughing, but we were just so relieved that it wasn't our real conversation going out. Okay, Bibi, that's the end of all my questions. So, yeah, I just want to say thanks for letting me be a part of your Stoner Chick special. I appreciate it. And, yeah, hopefully I'll catch you in the future. Take care, bye.
Take a long walk, maybe we can take a long walk, maybe we can. You're here, I'm pleased, I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me, I was blind, now I can see. What a king's supposed to be, baby, I feel free. Take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, shit out situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about some ride 3118. Your background ain't squeaky clean,
Sometimes you all gotta swim upstream. You ain't no saint, all a sinner. But you put your good foot down to make your soul a winner. I respect that, man, you're so fat. And you're all that, plus supreme. Then you're humble, baby.
Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal relations, stimulation. Shit-out situation, temptation, education, relaxation, and elevation. Maybe we can talk about Revelation 3:17.
Maybe we can see a movie, or maybe we can see a play on Saturday. Or maybe we can roll a tree for the breeze and listen to a symphony. Or maybe we can chill and just be. Or maybe, maybe we can take a cruise and listen to the booms. Maybe get some bad food, maybe cry to the blues. Baby, baby, baby.
Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation. Stimulation, shake out situation, temptation, education, relaxation, elevation. Maybe we could talk about 3118. Let's take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to spark conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, shake out situation, temptation, education, relaxation.
To BB's Bungalow, you're listening to episode 11, and right now we have another special guest on this Chicky Stoner episode of the Bungalow, and this person's from Ozstoners, ozstoners.com, which are, according to their website, the Australia's oldest and largest online cannabis community and cannabis information source. And our special guest here is Bucket. Welcome along, Bucket.
Hello.
And you're also here, not only you're a member of Ozstoners, but also from CelticStone.org.
Yeah, I know a few of the misfits from there too.
But they're such lovable misfits, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a bit of a boys' club, yeah. You know. Once you know how to shove them around, it's all right.
And I think a couple of those misfits are going to be on a future bungalow. I think Dead Vet's going to be on soon. So we should be hearing from him very shortly. Been chatting to him on Skype when I've been recovering from my knee operation. So that's been entertaining. Hi, Deadbet.
Hello.
So Bucket, why do they call you Bucket?
Because I smoke a lot of buckets.
Is that your chosen delivery method then?
Yeah, and also, like, I hate cleaning bongs. So, you know, bongs just don't really work for me because like, I tend to get them dirty, then I'll just ditch them. Whereas a bucket's just so much easier because you just replace the bottle.
And you got some pretty cool buckets now, because you've been on a bit of a road trip recently. You've had like a portable bucket and
yeah,
everything.
Car bucket.
A car bucket. Was that from like Australia Post or something? And they sell them there for like $20 or something like that?
Nah, I've seen one there, but the one I got was from Bunnings.
Bunnings.
And it was just like collapsible, basically.
So It's a bucket on the move, the car bucket. See, I used to have a car bong. It was like a spillless bong that I used to keep my front glove box. But I don't carry that around with me anymore.
Yeah, I used
that's
to have.
Stupid. That's a bit silly.
I used to have one of those in my school bag. In tin.
Oh, like a non-spill type of bong.
Yeah, like with a plug in the top and just like two pipes basically coming out of the plug.
Hey, that's cool.
Like, so it's pretty. Unless you sort of threw it around heaps, you wouldn't get.
Yeah. So you never had to hand in homework that smelled of bong water or anything.
Homework?
My dog ate it. He had the munchies from doing so many bongs. Now, so Bucket, you've been on a bit of a road trip as well for like the last, how long has it been? How long have you been on a bit of a road trip around Australia?
Sort of on and off, I guess you could say, for probably nearly a year now, coming close. Been living like a hobo, but finally sort of getting settled now. BB says it's nomadic, but I say it's homeless.
Yeah, I tend to say, you know, it's all about how you label it. So it's call yourself a nomad. It's more romantic.
Yeah, whatever, BB. Whatever helps you sleep at night.
Speaking of stuff that helps us sleep, what are we smoking here at the moment? Or what have we been smoking recently?
White Heaven, and I think I bought around some Badass Berry. That was a while ago though, when we first sort of met and that. And some Celtic Stone strains.
Wow.
And I think, some hash, cookies.
What are these? What's this hash right here? It looks like a little
mini
Hershey cookie or something. Black Death hash. We're going to be vaping right now. So we're going to have White Heaven on the bottom, topped with Black Death.
Cool.
So can you tell us anything about those different strains?
Well, both of them I sort of got through friends of mine, but from what I know, White Heaven is a cross with... I think it's White Widow and Northern Lights or something.
Old school.
Yeah, it's a pretty nice strain. I mean, I always like Northern Lights myself personally. That was actually one of the first sort of strains I got stoned off.
You know, you could get stuff like Northern Lights and that kind of thing. I mean, I always associated them with Amsterdam and the Northern Hemisphere. I didn't know you could get those traditional strains, so yeah.
Oh, yeah, and Black Death, I'm pretty sure, from what I know, Black Death is a... it's a cross with Black Domina and a Celtic Stone strain, I think. I should know it better, but I've actually only started growing Black Death myself. I only got the seeds sort of last year, but I was growing Black Domina before that, which is obviously...
What's that like? That sounds like... It's a really intriguing name, Black Domina.
Yeah, that's actually a really heavy indica strain, and I find it very good for a medicinal smoke. Like, I suffer from quite bad... But you know, back pains, and I basically fucked myself up from doing sports and stuff like that as a kid. So, back pains and migraines and stuff like that. And I used to grow it myself quite a lot, just as a medicinal smoke for myself.
It's a common situation, isn't it, that a lot of people have to have medicinal grows because they're in pain from one thing or other. And all the pharmaceuticals out there have so much shit in them.
Yeah.
It's like you take them, and then you get all these side effects. Which you go to the doctor for, and the doctor give you or prescribe you other medication for those side effects.
Yeah.
And then those themselves have side effects. And in the end, you end up being like a rattling pill box. Sometimes just a smoke of a good indica is all you need to kind of knock you out, and it's natural, and
definitely.
It feels good. So that was the Black Domina as well. How do you often have it for your pain? Would you still have it in buckets or...?
Yeah, I still smoke a lot of buckets with hash or... I've actually, since I've sort of started been growing a while ago, I actually cook with the leaf and that, obviously, not the bud.
Oh, yeah, and actually I had a really cool story for the Bungalows listeners that when I actually had my knee operated on, Bucket came around with some really powerful cookies and some cookie dust as well, I think. And I think I had half of one.
I was like two-thirds.
Was it two-thirds?
Of a muffin.
And basically you make it out of just like that cake mix, you know, those pre-prepared cake mix boxes.
Yeah.
Where you just add like egg or water or milk or something.
Yeah.
But how do you make it?
Well, personally, the muffin that you had, that was actually just, that was a joint sort of effort with a friend of mine, which basically I sort of had the cake mix and he just threw in a whole heap of hash. So, yeah, but...
So it was a hash muffin.
Yeah, that one was a hash muffin.
But, so tasty. I mean, if you had more of them, I could have just sat here and ate them all. But it was lucky I didn't. I had half and I was out. I mean, it was lucky I had... I was on crutches at the time because I was just stuck to the couch. But it got to the point that I was talking to the television or talking to somebody who was not here. Because Bucket didn't happen to be in the room at the time. And I think she was upstairs just going, whatever, BB. Because I was just talking to myself. But I had this weird thing. I think it's like one of these synesthesia things where you've got your senses kind of mixed up a bit. Because I was sitting here and every time I've moved my eyes, like if you can picture having your head still and moving your eyes from left to right, every time I moved my eyes, my finger would move. Like my right index finger would follow where my eyes were pointing. It was this real weird link up between my, you know, my visual senses and my little finger. So that was all from your muffin. That and it bloody knocked me out. I tell you what, I slept really well that night.
Oh, I was just about to say, actually, that's how we made those muffins. But when I was at home myself, I would actually make them, I guess you could say, the sort of traditional way, like with the, you know, the leaf in the saucepan, basically get a big saucepan and chuck a, you know, leaf, fill it up with water, chuck a sort of 500 gram block of butter in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, just cook it for sort of 12 hours or till you're going to pass out.
12 hours, so if you cook it for 4 or 5 hours, that's not really worth it, is it? Because I've cooked it 8 hours in the past.
Yeah, I reckon you really got to give it at least sort of 6 minimum, but... Obviously, the sort of longer I think you cook it for, you know, the more you're going to get out of it. But
and do you simmer it or boil it?
Just simmer it.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. You don't want to overboil it, I think. But and then just, strain it through a stocking and, in the fridge.
Yep. And then what kind of cake mixes do you usually use? What's your favourite one?
Well, I'm lazy. And I don't ever cook really much ever except... Like, I mean, if I lived in Amsterdam, I probably wouldn't even cook, you know, hash cakes because I could buy them. Yeah. But since you can't buy them over here, I have to cook them. So I normally just get, like, a, you know, Betty Crocker mix or I've actually found those little baby cakes. I think they're White Wings brand. And they're actually, like, little tiny cupcakes, but they're actually quite strong. And especially they're quite good if, you know, you've got someone that's maybe not quite so used to eating it because they won't green out so easy because they can sort of have one and then, you know, see how they go and then have another one maybe.
Yeah.
Rather than bombing down a huge cookie and just being wiped out.
But sometimes that's the intended effect anyway. So.
Yes.
Yeah, because I had like full on kind of a psychedelic experience on it too. I remember kind of going off to the bathroom at one point and having that whole bathroom trip experience where the walls are closing in on you and the roof is moving down to meet up to meet the ceiling. Roof is moving down, up, up. Yeah, you see what happened.
Yeah, but now you mentioned about eating it and the psychedelic effects of that. I've actually remembered like the very first time I actually ate it and got stoned off like cookies and that. And I passed out for a good sort of 13, 14 hours. And I remember having this dream. It was sort of like a dream about, like, there was mole leaves all over my bed and everything. And I woke up, like, out of, you know, my sort of daze, and I was looking around on the bed for these mole leaves, and I was like, damn, they're not there.
Oh, they weren't there anymore.
I was just dreaming about it, but,
Ripped off.
I've had some pretty good experiences just tripping with friends, and, one of my good mates from back home, he had a massage chair, and... One night I ate a tab and a half of acid and spent about 5 hours in that. And you get up from it and you can just barely walk, like you feel like you've been beat up or something.
Yeah, everything's just probably still vibrating. Because 5 hours in a massage chair, I don't think that's like part in the recommended operating instructions or anything.
No, I think the motor's got bent out.
Not suitable for acid trips.
Yeah.
She's written it on there.
Not suitable for people tripping off their head. And I've had a few experiences with mushies, actually, with someone who nearly kind of OD'd me on powdered shrooms. And I was sort of hiding under the bed, under the covers for a while. And they were trying to sort of go, are you all right? And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, like the doors are breathing. Oh,
wow.
It was a sort of too much for me, but...
Powdered shrooms. That was just in, like, capsules, were they?
Yeah, it was just it was actually in one of those giant Kinder Surprise eggs.
Yeah,
and it was just heaps of powder in there. And I was just like, holy shit, is this too much? And they were sort of like, no, you'll be fine. Mm. And I hadn't had any mushies in quite a long time. Like, I had a bit of mushy juice back sort of in the hills where I grew up and that. Like, back, you know, in the day. But haven't had any for years at that stage.
Mm. Have you tried any mushies recently? Because, you know, it's coming to the end of the hunting season here in Melbourne.
Yeah, it is. I've been meaning to go hunting, but I've been so busy trying to set up, you know, and settle down again. Because I have been living like a bit of a hobo, but... And that's been cool and everything, having a holiday, but you've got to settle down eventually, I guess. So.
Yeah, that's it. Have somewhere permanent to plug your vape into.
Get a permanent bucket. Have you got a portable?
Yeah, it must be hard having to like kind of have different buckets everywhere all around Australia. But it's been cool. You seem to have had like a good stoner network kind of looking out for you all over Australia. Definitely. So it's been cool. Is there any shout outs to any of the stoner friends from Austoners or Celtic Stone or anything?
But I don't want to like make myself paranoid and stuff. So I'll just say a big hello to everyone. No, I mean, the people that, you know, all I can say is that sort of stoners are some of the best people that I've come across, and
yeah,
I mean the people that I've made friendships with I think are going to be around for a long time, and they know who they are. I don't need to sort of name them. It's been an awesome experience, and I can't wait to basically do it overseas and meet all the overseas crew and go to Amsterdam with BB
and go and visit Dope Stark. Thanks very much, Bucket, for being on the show. Keep having fun with all your cooking and stuff.
Thanks for having me. Definitely good. Catch up again.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have you on the bungalow soon. Enjoy that hash that you're vaping.
Come. this is Lefty, and you're listening to BB's Bungalow on the Dope Fiend Network at dopefiend.co.uk.
Hello, Miss Wink here. I was honored when BB asked me to be on this month's podcast, Stoner Chicks. My first thought was, no, I'm too shy. Then I reconsidered. I've loved every single second of BB's podcast. She's such an inspirational member of the Dope Fiend Network. BB, thank you for all of your great forum contributions and your chat too. You stoner chick, you. I'd also like to give a shout out to all of the sisters of the world who love cannabis. Okay, the guys too. And a special hello to Hermit Girl, Miss Z, Gigi, and Dope Girl. I'm Ms. Wink on the Dope Fiend Forum. Mr. Wink and I have listened to the Dope Fiend podcast almost from the beginning. They've changed our lives for the better. Thank you, Dope Fiend and friends. BB suggested I tell you where the name Wink came from. Wink is our pet rabbit's name. I adopted her sight unseen from a coworker that found her in the rain. No details about this little fluff ball. At the time, the TV show South Park had a funny episode called Lemmy Winks. So that's what we named her. We soon realized, though, that the name was too long, so we shortened it to Wink. Anyway, Wink is a great pet. She causes us to relax, and I think a bunny is a lot like yoga and meditation for relaxation. Relaxation is one of the main reasons that I love cannabis. Yes, I do. I love cannabis. There, I said it. I vape a little indica, and I relax. I wish governments around the world would learn to relax about hemp, or cannabis, pot, whatever you want to call it. It's a crying shame that they can't see the goodness of this plant. Its medicinal and industrial qualities are so far-reaching. And toasted hemp nuts are yummy, too. I just hate that it's illegal. Over the years, I've been forced to lead a double life. Conservative office worker by day, cannabis lover by night. Unfortunately, this way of life causes an isolation from others. I dream of living in a society where I could freely talk about cannabis without any fear. We need the Isle of Dope Fiend. Haha, nice little island. I always say to Mr. Wink, I want to live in a hemp-loving country. Well, this is one of the ways that BB's podcast and the Dope Fiend Network has improved my life. There's just so much togetherness and cannabis talk here. I'm a prime example that loving cannabis causes no negative effects. I tried my first pot when I was a teenager, and that was 35 years ago. I've used on a very regular basis all of those 35 years. Sometimes I've had to quit for short periods, like a pre-employment drug test, or times when the supply dried up. But I always return to cannabis. Did I tell you that I love cannabis? I remember when I smoked for the first time. I was a young teenage girl living in a small Midwestern town in the U.S. I smoked my first pot in a little stainless steel pipe that I bought in the big city. A girlfriend and I smoked and walked to a party. All of my surroundings were just so much more vivid. I was extremely happy and giggling quite a bit. The song playing in the background was Spill the Wine. It was the hit record playing on FM radio at the time. My heart still skips a beat when I hear Spill the Wine. I remember thinking, I like pot. I really, really like it, and I'm going to try more. And so I did. Panama Red, Thai Stick, Hash, Colombian, Mexican. You get a big fluffy ounce for 20 bucks. Those were the days. It was all about the high. When I was younger, I also smoked cigarettes, drank excessively, used cocaine, and abused prescription drugs. As the years have traveled by, I've stopped the cigarettes, stopped the drink, stopped the drugs. I've adopted a more organic and healthy lifestyle. My relationship with cannabis has matured. It's evolved. I savor the taste and flavor of vapor, thanks to the volcano. And I still really like the effects from cannabis. Sativa, indica, it's all good. I honor the hemp plant for its excellent qualities. It could be food, building, materials, paper, clothing, biofuel. There's just so much goodness. Its industrial uses could really benefit this planet. I wish that lawmakers would open their eyes and their ears to the truth. Give hemp a chance. In the Midwest back in the 70s, I remember seeing wild hemp plants growing along all the fence lines of the cornfields. Miles and miles of it. One dark night, a few of us decided to harvest some of those plants to make oil. A bucket of oil for a party. We piled the plants into the bed of a rickety Chevy pickup truck. We had to disguise them though, so we draped an old piece of carpet over them. Very clever we were. And someone had to hold the carpet down to prevent it from flapping in the wind. Well, that was me. Geez, wasn't there any rope back then, though? I'm sure it must have been quite the sight. Us driving down the road. I think that project just caused a big sticky mess and destroyed a couple of pans. We must have harvested industrial hemp, because our oil didn't smoke the best. Ha ha. We had ditch weed, prime A oil. A bonus though, a few months later, a little pot plant sprouted in the crack in the floorboard of that Chevy truck. Well, I got a little nostalgic here with this. Maybe it's because I had my first shroom experience in years. It was just the other day. It was a blast and it was very positive. I think I'll post a trip report on the forum for that though. I need to head out now, but I wanted to say that the last couple of years of being a part of Dope Fiends Network have been a blessing. I want to thank all of the many contributors and the listeners, past, present, and future. Thanks to all of the stoner chicks out there, and to my special stoner friend Jane in California. And last but not least, BB, you're the best. Keep dreaming. This week.
I was once out strolling one very hot summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field of tall grass. I lay there in the sun and felt it caressing my face. As I fell asleep and dreamed, I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, that I was the star of the movie. This really blew my mind, the fact that me, a long-haired, overfed, leaping gnome, could be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was taken to a place, the Hall of the Mountain Kings, stood high up on a myself. I wonder what that could mean. going crazy? Or is this just a dream? Now wait a minute, I know I'm leaving a field of grass somewhere, so it's all in my head. And then I heard her say, one more time.
Juice. Now Africa is looking for the truth,
but it's gonna take a while to
enlighten the youth.
This is another story, no need to bore me, it can't do nothing for me. Even Denzel Washington couldn't find any glory in the overcrowded streets of the city. I know it's shitty, but I could do it out of pity.
Baby never lived in the ghetto.
All the projects, but I wear my tin boots and high tech, and I wreck havoc. And if you try to play me, I won't have it. Tricks are for kids, this kid is not a silly rabbit.
Well,
who gives a damn about me, huh? Me, what, me?
jail. Sisters on the corner screaming booty for sale. Mom spends the night getting drunk with her uncle. Her brother selling radios and torches by the trunk full. See, every man she ever messed with wanted up debt. Some are thrown in jail, others running from the feds.
The only thing she ever loved was a piece of lead.
And that's a double barrel pump.
Welcome back to BB's Bungalow. Sadly, we've almost reached the end of the show. But let me first say what an amazing community of women we have out there. Ladies who also enjoy partaking in our favourite herb. So big thanks to all of my guests this show. Joss Stoned, Green Goddess, Flick, Bucket, and especially those who were nervous about doing this, like Miss Wink, yet still rose to the challenge. Much respect, Miss Wink. Now, if you'd like to be on BB's Bungalow or you'd like to send a message to someone via the bungalow, you can leave us a free voicemail on Skype at blackbeauty1977, or you can email your message to me at blackbeauty@dopefiend.co.uk. I love hearing from you guys and always love listening to your music suggestions too. Next episode on the bungalow will be our 1 year anniversary, so why not send us an email or leave a special 1 year birthday message on Skype for me to play on the next show. On episode 12, we'll also be joined by Samwise Ganja and Urban Smoker Oz, so make sure to tune in on the last Thursday of next month. Don't miss it. Also, hot off the press, Double Doc is coming home to Oz. Yep, after 3.5 months of debauchery, drugs, and hedonism, he's on his way home. Just how we like it, Double Doc, so we hope to welcome Double Doc back soon. So thanks again for joining me and the girls at the bungalow for this chicky stoner episode, and don't forget, us chicks are going to smoke you fellas out. See you again on the last Thursday of every month for BB's Bungalow on the dopefiend.co.uk podcast network.
Eu olhar.
Marijuana is the bomb.